Italians urge G20 nations to join Trump in defunding WHO. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 19, 2020. Rome, more than 200,000 Italians have signed a petition to cut all funding to the World Health Organization, WHO, from G20 nations. We humbly ask you to join U.S. President Donald J. Trump to stop sending funds to the World Health Organization, reads the Citizen Go petition, which is addressed to the heads of G20 nations. The WHO has demonstrated that it supports and disseminates the false and incomplete information released by Communist China regarding the seriousness of COVID-19, and the WHO internal decision-making and management processes are not subject to direct control by taxpayers, the appeal states. Moreover, the text continues, during the peak of the spread of Chinese coronavirus, WHO has continued to use contributions paid with public funds for promoting abortion worldwide as a human right, supporting the legalization of prostitution, forcing doctors to perform sex reassignment surgery on children, and disseminating a curriculum for global sexuality standards that teaches masturbation to small children. If President Trump goes through with his promise to halt U.S. funding to WHO, the organization will suffer the loss of $419 million, which accounts for 15% of its annual budget, the appeal notes. Italy is currently the seventh largest national funder of the WHO, behind the USA, China, Japan, Germany, the United Kingdom, and France, the appeal states. To compensate for the loss of funds from U.S. contributions, WHO and its ideological allies are calling for an increase in voluntary donations from other countries. And the G20 countries are at the top of the list, it reads. We don't need a global health organization that pumps billions out of our society every year to harm children, it declares. And President Trump's plan to cut funding to the WHO offers us a real opportunity to start seeing the end of their global agenda. That same agenda that does nothing but trample on human dignity and its true value. On Monday, President Trump warned the World Health Organization that it will permanently lose U.S. funding unless it commits to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. Trump cited its role in mismanaging and covering up the global spread of the Wuhan coronavirus when he suspended U.S. funding of the UN subsidiary. They're a puppet of China, they're China-centric to put it nicer, Trump said at the White House. They gave us a lot of bad advice. Trump wrote to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, saying he will reconsider America's support of the organization only after numerous improvements are made, first and foremost dropping ties with China. It is clear the repeated missteps by you and your organization in responding to the pandemic have been extremely costly for the world, the letter said. Follow @ Williams Rome.